Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How many of us take our gifts from God for granted? Everybody. Just fess up. Everyone takes their gifts from God for granted. For one thing, how many of you honor the fact that we have water? Nobody even thinks about it. Except maybe in the Northwest to complain a little bit about how much we have. There are people in this world who have no water. I know our brains can't even comprehend that, can we? So instead of complaining about what we don't have, how about let's honor the gifts that we have? How about this whole planet? Usually we don't get that big a picture because we're busy with our daily lives. But let's pause this morning and let ourselves honor all the things we have that have been given to us by what I'll call the cosmic consciousness, the all that is, what most people call God. But I wanted to start with water because it's a definite concern on our planet. If you don't know, drive about 3 days south and you will discover that water is an issue. Food. I can look around this room and see that not a single person in this room is concerned about food. So, how many people on our little planet Earth don't have enough food? If you put your attention on this particular item, you would be shocked to find out how many people are hungry. All over the world, there are people who don't have enough food. What if we take a moment today and honor the gift of food and water? We're going to use our meditation techniques this morning and do that. But I want to warn you that I'm going to start with real basics about honoring the gifts you've received from God. Because we'll go right to, oh, my personal good health. I have a new car. Okay, I have a great job. And I want us to honor those gifts that affect all of humanity. And then we'll take a little bit of time honoring the gifts that you've received personally. Like some of the things I mentioned, and I'm sure you have other things that you would like to honor. And I'm saying honor them because it's so important to put our attention on it in that way. So it's another way of giving thanks, to honor something that has been given. And all these wonderful things have been given to us. Of course, we're creators and we're creating many things. Some we like, some we don't, but we're going to put our attention on the things we want to honor that are so important to each of us and all of us. So let's let ourselves go into a quiet space. So if you'll just close your eyes and tune in to yourself, put your feet flat on the floor and your hands separated in your lap, it allows your personal energies to flow freely within your system. When we cross our feet or our hands, we close our system, which is natural to do if you're at a party or someplace where you're not feeling very comfortable. But let's take this time to honor our safe place here at CDM and feel free to close our eyes, turn inward, be aware of ourselves as spirit, worthy of honor ourselves. Allowing ourselves to be grateful for all the wonderful things we have to honor within our lives. Now let's start with grounding, which is the way you, the spirit, connect with your physical body and connect both you and your body to planet Earth. Breathe in, breathe out, because bodies need oxygen. So let's honor the body and give it oxygen. Now allow yourself to create. Now this is you, the spirit, not your body. You, the spirit, to create a flow of energy from your body to the center of the earth. Allow this flow of energy called a grounding cord to be connected near the base of your spine at what we call the first chakra. It contains all of your information as spirit about how to relate to the body and to the world. How to survive, how to create, how to heal. So allow that flow of spiritual energy to move from your first chakra through the floor and all the layers of the earth, and allow it to connect with the center of the earth. You are a brilliant spark of light. You are a part of the cosmic awareness for God. So as we honor God's gifts, we are honoring ourselves as well, and each other. So let your body experience being grounded. And then I want you to be aware of you, the spirit, that bright spark of light. And let that bright spark come to the top of your head. Pause there for a moment. Then allow that bright light to come through the top of your head, into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. There's so many groups that teach you either to honor only spirit or only the body. We are encouraging you to honor both yourself, the spirit, and your body. Because your body is your vessel, it's your temple. It deserves your respect. It deserves to be honored, just as you do as spirit, being a part of God. Pause for a moment and just experience the vibration of honor. Being a part of God is an amazing gift, and there couldn't be any higher honor. So as that spark of light, honor this vessel that you have created. Take a nice deep breath and experience the vibration, the energy of honor. Now let's meditate for a moment on some of the things that we have been given by God, that we've created on this physical planet. Be within yourself, and let's just honor those two things that I mentioned earlier, water and food. Take a nice deep breath and honor those two gifts that God has given us. This makes it possible for us not just to survive on planet Earth, but to enjoy it. But honor that gift and be aware of how that changes your relationship with what you take for granted, water, food. One of the things I'm always excited about is the right amount of sunlight. That's the reason we can survive here. Let's honor our planet and its placement. We have day and we have night. We have enough warmth, but not too much. Take a moment and honor the larger body that we all share, planet Earth. As we honor these gifts that we have from the cosmic consciousness, from God, we put energy there. We acknowledge the gifts that we have. Unfortunately, human beings aren't doing the best job in the world of caring for all that we've been given, but as we honor these things, we begin to care more for the gift of the planet, the gift of how it operates, all the gifts on it that make it possible for us not only to survive, but to thrive. Gifts from God, honor them. We have so much on this planet. It's amazing. And yet, so much of what I hear is people complaining about how they don't have enough of something, when we really have such an amazing abundance. Do you have problems in your life simply because you're not honoring the gifts that God has already given you? Maybe what you're doing is being too busy complaining about what you don't have, or the people around you. I'm going to give you a moment of silence just to honor the things you have been given. Don't forget the basics. Make a list of things you honor in your life. Sure, you may want to make some changes, but just think, if you hadn't had the things that you're moving away from and maybe unhappy with at the present, you wouldn't be where you are now. I'm mad at my mother, that sort of thing. Honor your mother. That doesn't mean you have to do everything she tells you. But allow yourself to honor her. She gave you the gift of a body. Wow, that's an amazing gift. Honor your father. When that's said throughout religious teachings, it doesn't mean to bow down and worship them. You worship only God. But to honor them, because you have received from them. They have given you a body to experience reality on planet Earth. Honor your father and mother. Honor your family. You may not relate to them anymore, or like me, they may have all passed away from this reality. But honor them. Because what you put out, you get back. If you honor others, others will honor you. If you respect others, others will respect you. And these are all gifts that God has given us. It's all up to us how we use them. How do we use the gifts that God has given us? God has given us such amazing knowledge, and the human race is waking up and waking up and waking up. It's a very exciting time right now to watch the human race wake up. We've had major leaps forward in the past, and we're having some now, and we'll always have them. But aren't humans interesting? We as a species are really in need of waking up to our spirituality and our spiritual awareness and our spiritual knowledge, our spiritual existence. Because so far we've made some big mistakes, like opening our intellect to the point of discovering nuclear energy. And what's the first thing we do? We make a bomb. Whoopee! As we discover and grow and change, it's so important for us to honor our spiritual existence rather than focusing totally on the physical body and all the aspects of the body. So let's take a moment and meditate on the strictly spiritual gifts from God. The information about meditation and the ability to use meditation to know ourselves as spirit. Let's honor meditation for a moment. Let's honor those who've come and devoted their lives to teaching people spiritual matters. There have been so many wonderful teachers, known and unknown. Jesus and Buddha and Mary and Lao Tzu, and the list goes on and on. And there's so many unknown who are doing what they can to awaken people to their spiritual experience. Notice how it makes you and your body feel when you honor these gifts from God. Most of the time, the teachers are invalidated, at the least, and of course killed at the most extreme. Let's pause and honor these teachers who've given us so much information, examples, inspiration. So as you take your attention off of honoring the great teachers and the unknown teachers, honor yourself and your awakening. Everyone sitting here is awakening on some level. Use your grounding. Use your ability to be in the center of your head and honor the fact that you are waking up. You are waking up to the fact that you are spirit, you are not your body. You are waking up to your power as spirit and how meditation helps you get to know yourself and use your talents. Honor for a job well done. Coming into a body, caring for it, and bringing your spiritual awareness into it when the majority of the world is opposed to what you're doing. Honor yourself. Well, now let's take a moment and communicate with our friend Jesus. So let yourself be in the center of your head and grounded. And say hello to Jesus and allow yourself to be in the present with this soul. Take a moment and honor him. Notice the vibration of honor. It has a fullness to it. Let yourself experience it. You may even want to become aware of some of the specific things you would like to honor Jesus for. Maybe things that have changed your life about communicating with this soul. Jesus is a gift from God. Every great teacher has been a gift from God. Honor this one great teacher and experience what a change it makes in you. Then ask Jesus to honor you. Yes. Don't be shocked. Your spirit in a body. You're attempting to do what he did. You're moving along the path of waking up. Waking up to your spiritual self. And of course, you're going to run into all kinds of bumps and lumps and potholes along the way. But you've kept going, or you would not be sitting here at the moment. Life is an adventure. It's a growing experience. A moment of silence to receive honor from Jesus, because you too are a gift from God. Then ask Jesus to help you see something within you that you are not honoring. Someone around you or something inside you. And use your grounding to start letting go. What's interfering with you honoring this gift from God? Maybe it's an opportunity to learn something. Anytime you're having difficulty letting go of something, it could be because you're busy judging it instead of honoring it. That's where your grounding is so wonderful. It can help you let go of the judgment, let go of the resistance, let go of the struggle, and honor whatever it is. We tend to honor so little when we need to honor so much. All that is in our lives is from God. God is everything. That means everybody here, everybody on the planet, all the people you like, all the people you don't like, it's God. Everything that happens within you is an opportunity from God. Everything on the planet is an opportunity from God. Let yourself honor something that you haven't been honoring, whether it's within you or somewhere around you. Honor is a fascinating vibration, isn't it? We hold it for such special things rather than being generous with honor. Ask Jesus to help you with this. So that the next time you walk down the street, instead of judging everyone you pass, you can honor them. And be aware of what's happening as you do it. Every child you teach. Every little old lady you help across the street. What happens to our world when we begin to honor one another? And many of you say, how can I honor some homeless street person? Are they not a part of God as much as you and I? Yes, they are. When you receive honor from yourself, notice how it changes your relationship with your body and with the world around you. Then ask Jesus for healing to help you honor yourself and others. Take a nice deep breath, and when you're frustrated being judgmental or disturbed or not liking yourself, pause for a moment and remember honor and the power it has to validate and experience the gifts that are yours, the gifts that belong to all of us on planet Earth. And as we honor these gifts, we're able to have them more and more and share them more than we did before. Now let's honor our ability to communicate directly with God. So thank Jesus. Get the concept of releasing him from your awareness for now. Then I'd like for everybody to bring a brilliant gold energy into the room. It's like put a big sun above the ceiling. And let it flow to us and through us all the way to the center of the earth. And let this bright gold energy heal us and help us in our communication directly with what we call God. All things are part of God. That includes us. So when you walk down the street, if you judge those you pass, remember they are part of God. You don't have to stop and take care of them. That's their job. But to acknowledge them and honor them as part of God. So as you communicate directly with God for the next few minutes, allow yourself to honor God. And increase your ability to honor all parts of God. Because every time you look into someone's eyes and see that spark, it is a spark of God. So using the gold energy and the grounding and the ability to be in the center of your head, say hello to your God. Allow a communion, either silent or focused on honor, whatever you choose, but be in touch with your God. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God for all of the gifts we have. Allow yourself to make a commitment to honor those gifts more often. And notice how it puts your attention on how many gifts you've received. One last thing I'd like for us to ask God for is increased amusement. Because I see that the world is very serious about honoring people. To honor people, you have to get all dressed up in fancy clothes and give them some kind of a statue. That is not true. Life can be an ongoing experience of honoring the gifts from God. Ask God for a little amusement to go along with that. And increase the joy in all the gifts we've received. And I want you to just begin to bring your attention back to your body, back to the physical world, right here, right now. You might want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee to help your attention come back. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Bend forward, release some energy. Sit up and say hello. Hello, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.